Hello.
Well, hello. We are so excited to have you on, Jason.
Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they told you or not, but my name is Jimmy.
Her name is Mandy.
My name is Jimmy, and that is Mandy over there. The deep voice. No, but we, again, thank you so much for coming on. Before we get to your 20th anniversary edition, we have to chat with you a little bit about Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh, fun.
How was that? How was the experience? How was Pat Sajak? How was... were you nervous the entire time?
I was not nervous. I felt like I was born to be there. You know, my last name is mostly consonants.
Yeah.
And I've been looking at words in a fun and magical way for many years. So I was ready. And, you know, Pat and Vanna, they must be clones themselves because they're just perfect people. They, you know, Pat Sajak is in his mid-70s, and he looks so youthful. He has such great energy. He's so kind. Vanna's the same way. They're really cheering you on to do your best when you're out there. It is such a good time. I would do it. I would make that my regular gig if I could.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I feel like to host a game show or to be like a permanent mainstay on the game show where you could be on it every episode.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just always in that third position there, just like the annoying always contestant. It's like, not just will you win any dollars today, but will you at least beat Jason Mraz today?
Now, I watched the video of the final at the very, very end with Brownie Pan, and I paused it, and I gave myself extra time to try to figure out what the heck that could have been. I would have never guessed Brownie Pan, but now when you're in your kitchen and you see a Brownie Pan, do you go, ha, Brownie Pan?
Oh, yes, because I've since stocked my kitchen with nothing but Brownie Pan.
just to remind yourself.
I'm eating cereal out of Brownie Pans. You know, I'm drinking my coffee out of a Brownie Pan this morning. I'm really letting it sink in.
So when you're on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, the winnings that you get, you don't keep those. They go to a charity of your choice. Is that right?
That's correct. And I was playing for True Colors United, which addresses homelessness in America, specifically for LGBT youth. And it was founded by Cyndi Lauper a long time ago, and I've been helping them out for years, and it's just so cool to be able to get to play a game and have fun and know that the outcome of my joy will go to really benefit many, many other people. So cool.
That's wonderful. We love hearing about that. And it looks like you had a great time as well.
I felt like it was my career was peaking at that moment. I was like, okay, it's all downhill from here.
Well, you're better than I am. See, I'm a terrible speller, and when it comes to Wheel of Fortune, like if anybody asked me to do that, I would probably freak out and be like, I'm gonna have to pass this time.
They're like, ma'am, this is a 3-letter word.
Pass. I can't do that. Sorry. But it's fun to watch everyone else go on there and do it.
Yeah, you know, I love words with friends. I love crossword puzzles. Mm-hmm. And even songwriting is like writing a puzzle.
Right.
You know, you have your cadence, your melody idea, but it's up to you to then figure out what words fit inside that cadence. So in a way, I feel like I was maybe overqualified for Wheel of Fortune, but don't tell the producers that.
Yeah, we won't. It'll be our little secret. So you're going on tour. Are you so excited for this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm really good at. You know, Wheel of Fortune aside, being on stage and doing my best to take an audience with me on a journey from their head into their heart. I look at live performances like a yoga class. You come in there like, okay, what am I going to see? What are we doing here? This better be good. How long is this going to last? And I hope that, you know, I can help people dissolve all of those extra thoughts and just be in the moment as we squeedily do improv jazz our way through a lot of old material and current material and made up material and some humorous holiday material. It's a humorous show, and that to me is my happy place, to be in a space to help people laugh and cry and feel something or maybe presence an old memory or presence friendship or love. You know, music is so divine, and I'm so thrilled I get to be a part of it.
So I was looking on your Instagram, Jason, and you've got, so you're going on tour with Toca Rivera. Now, have you two been friends for this 20 years? Because I saw videos of the two of you on stage 20 years ago, and then videos now.
Yeah.
And you guys, look, so what is your relationship with Toca Rivera?
We're brothers by choice. We are homies for life. We met in a coffee shop over 20 years ago. I heard him singing in another group, and I thought, wow, I need to find a guy like that. And it turns out we just hit it off. He doesn't like me to tell his age, but we're 20 years apart in age.
And so you're 20 and he's 40. Okay.
And I'm 44. He's 24. Yeah. And we just really connected on a lot of things, whether it was the kind of music we both liked, like Michael Franks and Kenny Rankin and Earth, Wind, and Fire, or it was Cheech and Chong. You know, we got along the same kind of humor, and so we took that on stage, and we did a lot of touring for a little over a decade, and then I started playing in other bands, but we remained close friends, and we still go out and play shows occasionally, and so this tour is just mostly the two of us, but we do have other special guests. Gregory Page, Chaska Potter from Raining Jane is joining us, so it really rounds out the four-part harmony sound. But yeah, Toca Rivera's just a homie. He makes me laugh. He's super deep. So hopefully, you know, you get a chance to see him when we come through.
So is most of your show going to be acoustic?
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Acoustic's like my absolute favorite. It gives it more of like a personal, intimate setting feel.
It does. It does. You know, Toca plays light percussion. I play guitar and bass, and Gregory plays guitar, and Chaska plays mandolin. Rarely are we all four playing instruments at the same time, but we do occasionally in the show. But it's mostly acoustic, super intimate, so you can really enjoy the words and the humor and the beautiful harmonies.
So where's, like, your favorite place that you've ever performed?
Ooh.
Probably like Louisville, I would say.
Oh.
Are you saying that just because you're
are you going to be in Louisville soon? Is that
no? Yeah, you know what? I was getting it confused with Louisville. Louisville is probably my second favorite place to play outside of Louisville.
Okay. They're similar.
Louisville is,
and they get so you got to get it right.
In Myanmar.
That gave me the giggles. Yeah. Thank you for that. You know, they take that very seriously for sure.
I learned that whenever we first moved up here, I said Louisville and I was corrected. I was like, okay, so we're doing the silent I thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We're doing that. Have you ever, I see that you post a lot about your cats on your Instagram. Have you ever taken them on tour with you?
Oh, only in my heart. Boy, I wish I could. I would love it, but I would also feel like I have hostages.
Right.
So that's not a great feeling. Plus, I've never toured with a litter box.
I bet that can be pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, tour gets smelly sometimes, but never litter box smelly.
So, Jimmy, my co-host, is a big cat person, and so he anytime he can find something relatable when it comes to cats, he tries to work that in there.
Yeah, I'm a fellow cat dad, so I have to ask about the cats.
Love the cats. You know, we have one of those driveway cams so you can see who's coming in, you know, pulling into the driveway.
Yeah.
And the other night we spotted a huge mountain lion walking up the driveway. And I had never seen one here before. Usually they're up in the mountains of California, but this one wandered way down into the residential area, perhaps seeking a new habitat. We contacted the wildlife department and they said, oh yeah, this is a young male who's probably looking for a new home. I was like, wow. I mean, my cats are hanging out in the yard.
Yeah.
You know? Do you think they see this, like, big cat coming?
They're like, we're going to go the opposite direction.
It was quite a sight. I'm probably boring all their listeners right now, but I love me some cats and cat gazing.
No.
I spent most of my pandemic just cat gazing, really.
Did you really? That's awesome. That leads me to my question. You know, we opened it up to our listeners, you know, if they had one question to ask you, what would it be? And our listener Courtney was like, ask him what his favorite animal is. So I'm assuming it would be some sort of cat, right?
It's a cat, or probably the double-wattle cassowary, which is a rare bird from the lower Andes elevation. No, I'm just kidding. Yes,
I was like,
definitely.
What?
I also am a big fan of that. I'll let you say it again, yes.
Yes, you can find them in the cloud forest regions around 4,000 meters above sea level. The rare double-wattled cassowary.
That sounds like
performs
the next documentary or the
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth
featuring Jason Mraz.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Courtney. It's always cats. Sorry, dogs.
Team cats for life.
That's wonderful. Well, we are very much looking forward to seeing you in Louisville, and we really can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us a little bit. We know you're super busy, and you've got
busy cat gazing. So, and you know what? I didn't even have to take my eyes off my cat during this entire conversation. So really, you didn't put me out at all. It was
okay, great.
The cat, the cat knows. Cat knows.
Oh yeah, cat knows.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, thank you, and we hope you have a wonderful tour and the rest of your year, and good luck with everything.
Okie dokie. Thank you so very much.